Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is Blinded by the Light. Have you ever been temporarily blinded by the bright lights of an oncoming car? If so, you probably were forced to shield your eyes from the pain of the light. Similarly, the light of Christ can, at first, be momentarily painful to those trapped in the darkness of sin. Do you remember the story of the boys in Thailand who were trapped in a cave for 3 weeks in 2018, or the miners in Chile who were trapped for 2 months in 2010? Being trapped that long would have been horrifying. As if the trauma of being trapped wasn't bad enough, all of those rescued from both events had to also deal with the painful after effects of light deprivation. One optometrist speaking about the rescued boys stated, "I would have expected the young men to be extremely uncomfortable when they arrived at the surface, seeing light for the first time in weeks." He went on to say, "The light can be blinding in the same way a dilated patient might find light to be extremely bright, leaving them with spots in their vision." The boys were trapped for 3 weeks and the miners for 2 months. Sadly, many of us have been trapped in sin for most, if not all, of our life. It has been said that every sin is born out of a belief that disobeying God will produce a happier outcome than obeying God. In essence, every sin is a repeat of the sin of Adam and Eve. Sin is choosing our way over God's way. And when we sin, we get trapped like the boys and the miners. In John 8, verse 34, Jesus tells us, "Everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin." Like a person trapped in a mine or cave, if we have been trapped in the darkness and slavery of sin, the light of Christ may at first hurt our eyes. We might even resist the light. John 3, verses 19 and 20 states, "Light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to the light." We also read that everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. Sin loves darkness. The potential embarrassment and fear of having our sins exposed often prevents us from confessing our sins and bringing them to the light of day. But until we do, our sins hold us captive. Proverbs 28, verse 13 gives us hope. It states, "Those who conceal their sins do not prosper, but those who confess and forsake them obtain mercy." If you are trapped in darkness and enslaved by some area of recurring sin, there is good news. Luke chapter 1, verses 78 and 79 tells us, "Daybreak from on high will visit us to shine on those who sit in darkness and death's shadow." In John 8, verse 12, Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Paul reveals to us in Colossians 1, verses 13 and 14, that the Father delivered us from the power of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption and the forgiveness of sins. And in Ephesians 5, verse 11, Paul says, "Take no part in the fruitless works of darkness, rather expose them." Easter season reminds us that we were buried in the darkness of the tomb with Christ, but through Christ, we have been resurrected and brought to the light. If we have wallowed for too long in the darkness of sin, the light of Christ might, at first, hurt our eyes. But 1 John chapter 1, verses 5 through 7 points out, "God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all." It continues, however, with this warning: "If we say we have fellowship with Him while we continue to walk in darkness, we lie and do not act in truth." In conclusion, if we seek to have fellowship with Christ and with one another, we must walk in His light, even if at first His light hurts our eyes. When we bring our sins into the light, the blood of the Lamb cleanses us. In just a few weeks after being rescued, the boys and the miners recovered their sight. When we allow Jesus to pull us from our darkness, our eyes will rapidly adjust to living a new life in the light of Christ. Now will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, like those terrified boys and miners, I long to be rescued. Guide me to the light of your Son and help me always to live as a child of the light. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. I invite you to visit me at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. There you can click the link to contact me. I love to hear from my listeners. You can also invite me to your church to put on a retreat, or you can purchase my new book, Blessed, Broken, and Scared. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.